Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday, where if it's not going to be us that swings the wiffle bat, it's going to be a couple other fantastic people that we have in the lineup. And, especially, I have to say, what Marjorie Taylor Greene has to share in this clip that we have from her is just outstanding. And we've got another clip from Representative Jim Jordan that you all are going to appreciate.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we were going through our research material, and we have so many audio clips, we could just spend a half an hour playing them for you.
Just one after another.
the Chief Border Patrol gave testimony and basically saying this is... Last year, it was on the border. It was unprecedented. We are beyond unprecedented.
Oh, now, yes.
He said, I don't even have the adjective to describe what's going on at the border. It's probably an adjective he couldn't say in Congress.
Well, we had our own people reporting directly to our show.
That's right.
That were there, the veterans on patrol that were Christian veterans out there volunteering to try to help all of these little children. And we know for a fact, we have firsthand reporting from boots on the ground people that, you know, they basically just flat out got up, left their homes. The one lady that was the primary reporter for us, Butterfly.
Yes.
She's from our area, from in Spokane. And she said the Lord told her to go. She pretty much dropped everything. She didn't have any money. She went anyway. And she managed to get down there and was supported in, and she was helped the whole way to get down there.
Yeah.
So she went down there with no money. She's 60 plus years old. She's a veteran.
Meeting up with other veterans that she didn't know.
That's right. And she went out there with her dog and lived in a tent along the Arizona border to try to be there for these little children that are being trafficked by all of these these horrifying cartels.
Amazing how many they were intercepting.
Helping.
Yes.
And she even described that there's so many coming across that they would give Bibles to with help phone numbers written inside the Bibles for them so they could make contact once they arrived at wherever they were going to try to let somebody know where they went.
Right. And to be able to follow up with them.
And to follow up with them. And she said that other volunteers that went down there to the border, other grown men, veterans, after having been exposed to all of the horrifying child trafficking that they came upon, that they would, she said, grown men would just break down, drop to their knees and cry.
Yep.
It is that bad.
It is that bad. And the whole world knows it. Even the left wing, they're okay with open borders because they're migrants, right? I mean, because they're asylum seekers.
Right.
But even the left wing media is reporting the shocking numbers.
Yep.
Of people coming across, how communities are overwhelmed, and the exploitation against the women and children is off the charts. Everybody knows it. The whole world knows it. But in this so-called administration, which is a regime, Mayorkas all the way up to Biden are staring right into the camera and saying the border is secure. This is just how insulting.
Well, and not only that, but it's even for the bleeding heart, emotional left. Those people out there should be ashamed of themselves for always claiming such importance for human rights and treating people with such, you know, with such regard and making sure to, you know, care for the poor and the needy and the people wanting to get across the border. Well, where are they Where are all of those people that should be down there defending all of these children, these 3 and 4 year old little girls and boys? They're 3 and 4 years old by themselves.
Well, what they should be doing is countering the messaging campaign. This regime has basically sounded the alarm. If you can get to the border, you can get in. If you can get in, we'll take you. And people are risking their lives and losing their lives to come to the United States because they've been told, it's been broadcast to them, just get here. Right. And then it creates this mob coming from Central and South America into the country that we can't even support. Our communities can't support the influx. And then Mayorkas's response is, well, we're just dealing with the largest mass migration, you know, in our history. And, you know, we haven't seen since, you know, Europe a few years ago. This because it was generated. It was created.
It was, and it was funded by Soros and the United Nations.
That's right.
The United Nations was funding each of those people, willing to give them up to $800 a month, so long as they said that they were there seeking political asylum. That was all it would take for them to receive
United
Nations funds. And they were told to say that from the UN.
And so these communists that are facilitating the destruction of our country from the inside, and now you've got these Democrats that are crying and sniveling about American citizens patrolling our southern border.
Right.
Civilians.
Yes,
and we're
exactly.
really worried about the armed. They're not worried about the cartels.
Right.
You know, they're not worried about the armed coyotes that are smuggling children and children that are found butchered with their organs removed, sold on the black market.
Yep.
They're not worried about all of that. They're worried about the potential for a guy with an AR-15 might violate a illegal immigrant's civil rights.
Well, in fact, I've even got an article right here that just happened. Oh my gosh, this is from the Epic Times here. It says that a 73-year-old Arizona rancher held on a $1 million bond for killing an illegal alien on his property. And his property is only a mile from the border. And when they've witnessed over, you know, a million people just flooding through, and most of these people, highly, highly dangerous cartels, drug dealers, child traffickers, armed child traffickers, and very violent, violent criminals.
Burglarizing their homes.
Yep.
And robbing people that live on the border.
Yep. And here is a legal American citizen defending himself and his wife on their ranch, and had to shoot and kill one of these illegal aliens, and now he is being held on $1 million bail.
Where's Kyle Rittenhouse?
I know. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but these are illegal aliens. They're criminals. These nations, like Honduras, all these different nations south of the border, have actually emptied their prisons so those prisoners would come up here through our open border.
Oh, those criminals. I thought you were talking about the White House and Congress.
It's hard to distinguish sometimes, you know.
Well, you know, you get the white-collar criminals facilitating the policy, and then you've got the boots on the ground carrying it out. So
yeah, I know. It's which, well, you know,
it's what you call a syndicate.
Yeah, we've got the richest criminals in charge of the less well, what's the word for it?
Yep.
The less well funded criminals.
Right. funding challenged.
Yes,
except they're not, because the UN and Soros is behind it again.
Exactly.
And that's documented. We covered that.
Right.
All right. Well, let's get to the word of the day. It is fired up. Wifflebat Thrash Akami third Wednesday.
I know. Let's just bring it all
and
together.
And we're bringing the straight up monochromatic truth here.
There we are.
So.
Yep. That's right. Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Daniel chapter 7. Verses 9 through 14, which reads under the title, Vision of the Ancient of Days. I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him, A thousand thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. I watched. Then, because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn was speaking, I watched till the beast was slain, and its body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. As for the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. And that's it.
Wow.
So
that's our king.
That is our king.
That's where things are going to get set straight.
If you recall yesterday's word of the day, we were describing from Ephesians 2:6 how we get to all be seated in heavenly places with Jesus.
Yeah.
And how fantastic that's going to be, because in his courts, we'll be seated in his courts. And so that's what this vision of the Ancient of Days says as well. It says, you know, it's describing being seated. I watched till the thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated.
Yes, and so the courts were seated, and he opened the books.
And the court was seated, and the books were opened.
That's going to be the most sobering moment in all time.
Right.
Past, present, future, in all of eternity, I believe that will be, because the books will be opened.
That's right.
That's every word, every thought, everything will be laid out.
Everything that the people that have to give an account to the Lord will have to answer, because he will be questioning them.
Yes.
And we are seated with him. And I think that's probably my favorite term for God, other than Father, because
right.
Abba is more of a very, very personal and intimate word for God. But beyond that, I love this reference calling him the Ancient of Days.
Yes.
That is so reverential.
Yep.
You know, when I think of the ultimate king, the ultimate vision of God, I think of the Ancient of Days.
The ultimate authority, the highest of the high.
That's right. That's right. And just the books are opened, and so we get to sit there with him. And just like that dream I was describing, where we sat there alongside of Jesus while he was questioning Hillary, leading her in a psychological stream of questioning about her childhood, so that she could understand. I mean, it was such a mind blowing dream. It was life changing, basically.
Yeah. And I recall that.
And I even drew pictures of it as soon as I woke up. I was like, oh, holy cow! I can't even believe what I was just dreaming. And so just the fact that I think that was actually even a vision of what this is describing, where we're all seated, the courts are seated, and the books are opened. And so when it says that we are brought, when the people that are not saved have to answer to God,
right?
You know, and these are like the little horns. Those are actually the horns describe kings that are going to be, removed from their kingdoms. Basically,
right.
God is like, oh yeah, you may be a king, but I am your king.
Yes.
And I'm the one that's going to tell you what you're going to do and what you're not going to do.
That's right.
And so all of these pompous people out there, all of these WEF, all these globalist people that think that they are in charge of everything just because they're the wealthiest.
Yep.
Well, they've got another thing coming.
That's right.
And so that right there is a reminder.
And that's really what we need to focus on. That day, it's hard to wrap your mind around. It's something that you read in the Bible that it's completely unfamiliar to. We have nothing really to relate to what that's going to be like.
Right.
But know this, that day is coming.
Yes.
This is a real thing which will take place. And that's when the Ancient of Days is seated in the courts. And all these evil people that we see destroying children and people and countries and economies and just destruction and confusion and delusion and the lies and the love of the lies. All of this is going to be laid out there. All of them are going to be held to account. They're not getting away with it except for just a brief moment in time. And things are going to be made right. We need to stand against wickedness and defend the defenseless and defend the, you know, liberate the oppressed while we're here. And of course, spread the gospel. But it feels like you're pushing against a bulldozer.
Right.
And sometimes it just feels like it's like, we just can't make ground. The insanity is increasing. It's engulfing us. And no matter how hard you push back, it's just feels stronger. But all of this is going to be made right. And that moment there that you just read,
right,
is coming.
Yes, exactly.
And so, and many more great things are going to happen way before even that moment happens. But that's the pinnacle.
Right. And the real clincher there is that any one of those evil, wicked people could stop and acknowledge God and repent of all they have done and beg for his forgiveness, and he would be quick to forgive
and
them.
Believe.
And all of heaven, yep, would rejoice even in one of those evil, wicked people repenting.
We're all evil, wicked people without his
exactly,
grace.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, without his mercy. And
all of heaven rejoices over a single sinner repenting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is. Even King Manasseh, the worst of the worst,
yes,
from history, basically, that 50 years of being a king in idol worship and horrible, horrible sacrifices that he did to false gods. And even after 50 years, he repented and the Lord forgave him.
Yeah, he made Jeffrey Epstein look like a Boy Scout.
Oh, yeah.
And God forgave him.
Yep, that's right.
Unbelievable.
So even they, if they are willing to just humble themselves and realize, hey, you know what? Everybody dies.
That's
everybody
right.
dies. And no matter how rich you are here, none of that goes with you.
That's right.
And so then what are you left with? If you're relying on your wealth and your resources and none of that is there with you, then what do you have? You've got nothing.
Yep.
And so, you know, a lot of people will say it's smart to at least acknowledge God and repent and believe in Jesus, even if they think that there's a chance that it may not be correct, just on the gamble that they don't know for sure.
Right.
Right. And supposing that it is actually correct, it's better to have your bases covered than to not.
Yep.
And so that logic alone makes perfect sense.
Confess and repent.
That's
and
right.
Believe on him.
Yep.
The king.
That's right.
That's it. It's so simple. It's a gift.
It's a gift. Yep.
Yeah. We can never pay back.
That's so right.
All right. Well, thank you. And once again, that's Daniel.
Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 through 14.
All right. Well, we better take a quick break here then. Hey, if you guys have a business or a ministry or something that you would like to help get the word out and you want to support Radio Free Redoubt and the Morning Commute and you want to advertise, we've got slots open, so hit us up. You can reach me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. And we'll start the conversation and see if it's a good fit, and we'll go from there. So thank you for prayerfully considering supporting us, and thank you to all of you who have sent just $5 or $10 or $20 a month. You know, we have Cash App up now working, and so it's another way that you can support us. You can learn more at RadioFreeRedoubt.com and clicking the Donate to RFR tab there at the top and learn more about that. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, and we'll be right back after this.
Therefore, propaganda is vastly more important in democratic societies.
In recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
Welcome back. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hoping you guys are having a blessed and a safe commute out there. This segment is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast, to help you take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, several things to hit here on, but if we don't have time to play Jim Jordan, we'll carry that over to tomorrow. But definitely today, we want to get this Marjorie Taylor Greene grilling.
Oh, yes. It was beautiful. It was she did such a beautiful job at covering this topic about COVID relief funds that have gone to really, really bizarre places that they should never have gone. And she does an excellent grilling of this guy. So listen now.
I want to ask about how this money has been spent. Because clearly there is a tremendous amount of waste, fraud, and abuse, and a lot of our hard-earned taxpayers' dollars spent on things that don't even make sense that they've been spent on. So, Mr. Dodaro, if you don't mind answering a few of my questions, can you tell me, as our comptroller of the United States, how much COVID cash was given to abortion?
I do not know that answer. I don't have that answer.
Oh, okay. So I can tell you Planned Parenthood clinics received $80 billion in COVID relief loans, which is hard to understand how that happened. Mr. Dodaro, can you tell me how much money COVID cash went towards diversity, equity, and inclusion or racism issues?
Again, we have not looked at that issue, so I don't know.
Oh, geez. Well, I can tell you the Pennsylvania Humanities Council did receive $1.4 million in relief and used it for equity and geographic diversity. I'm not sure how that helped in a pandemic time. Mr. Dodaro, can you tell me how much COVID cash went to CRT?
CRT?
Critical race theory in education. It's a racist curriculum used to teach children that somehow their white skin is not equal to black skin and other things in education.
Yeah. No, I do not know that. But I do know that there's provisions that the federal funds generally are not used or supposed to be used for curriculum.
Oh.
That's a state.
Oh, Mr. Dodaro, I have to tell you, in Illinois, they received $5.1 billion. At an elementary school there that used it for equity and diversity. So it's being used for these things. Mr. Dodaro, can you tell me how much money was given to Drag Queen Story Hour?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Who? Drag Queen Story Time, where men dress up as women and read confusing books to children.
Yeah. First, I thought you said dry clean. So I'm sorry. No, I don't know the answer to either one of those two.
We need to look into this, and I urge you to do that. Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center in Pennsylvania received $16,000 for drag queen story time from COVID cash. I think this is an issue that needs to be looked into. A lot of this money went to things that it should have never gone to, and I thank you so much, and I yield back the remainder of my time.
And earlier we were talking about absurdity.
Right. Well, and this was the guy that she was actually grilling was Gene Dodaro, who is from the U.S. Government Accountability Office.
Right.
And he's claiming no knowledge, no information on any of it to hopefully just shrug it off.
One of the primary responsibility is to make sure that there is oversight for government funding,
right,
to avoid fraud, waste, and abuse.
Right.
I mean, they will Article 15 or court-martial somebody for, you know, taking a box of pens home in the military.
Right.
You know, and this kind of money that's being, of course, look how much, $100 billion to Ukraine. Now, that's just,
right.
It's, you know, the insanity train is just runaway now. And COVID, we've heard more and more stories about this. I'm glad that he's being called onto the carpet, but what now? These are things we need to look into. And, you know, he's playing dumb. You know, who, unless you've been living under a rock, if you're in DC, you've heard of CRT and you know darn well that it stands for critical race theory and what it means. You know what drag queen story hour is. She wasn't asking about dry clean story hour. And so just the whole, it's insulting that he would just play dumb and
act like he knows nothing about it.
He knows why he's being called there.
Yep.
He knows why. So to come there and say, I don't know those numbers. I don't have those numbers.
$80 billion to promote CRT and
Planned Parenthood.
$80 billion to Planned Parenthood for loans for abortion. And so that's their biggest primary focus right there. You even believe that?
That's where the bulk of the money went. But it also went towards sexualizing children.
Yep.
Because that's what's happening at these story hours. We cannot even say on public television, public radio, what is happening at these libraries and these events that unbelievably adult parents are taking their children to.
Right. And so funds went to these places that are allowing these things, or were the drag queens themselves actually paid with these funds?
Right. That's what they're trying to get to the bottom of. But it just shouldn't, we shouldn't even be here. We should not even be here. We shouldn't even be having this conversation.
Right. And every last bit of this is the result of a stolen 2020 election.
Exactly. By godless communists.
Yep.
And to see Biden up there giving his speeches saying, and God bless all of you, God bless America, is it's a hard thing for me to watch. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
And, I don't want these guys to just be grilling them and asking great questions and putting them on the spot. And I like seeing that. That's foundational, though, for where this should be going. And that's heads rolling.
Right. That should be the setup for their criminal charges.
Absolutely. Removal from office.
Yep.
Criminal charges to follow. Burn them all down.
That's right. Exactly.
All right, you guys, join us tomorrow morning for Thrasher Commie Thursday. That's a whole nother discussion. But anyway, you be safe. Join us then.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.
We've had now dozens of whistleblowers come talk to House Republican staff on the Judiciary Committee. In fact, one of them is testifying in a transcribed interview as we speak, talking about how the Justice Department is now operating in such a political fashion and manner. Second, we all know about the Twitter files, where we have learned that big tech, big government are colluding to keep information from we the people. The most egregious example took place prior to the 2020 presidential election, where they kept that information from the country just days and weeks before the most important election we have, suppressing a story and limiting Americans' free speech rights. And then finally, third, when I think about the accountability that we plan to bring to this administration, I just think in the broad sense. I mean, everything has gotten worse. In 2 years' time, we went from a secure border to no border. We went from safe streets to record crime. We went from stable prices to record inflation. And of course, as I've said, we have a government that now, I believe, is targeting the very people it is supposed to serve. So we plan on, as a Republican majority, holding them accountable and dealing with what we have seen. And again, what has been exposed from the Twitter files and, of course, what these brave FBI agents who've come to us now as whistleblowers and told us how the Justice Department is operating and how it is not supposed to be functioning in that manner, because it is supposed to be equal treatment under the law in this great country. I now want to turn it over to the majority.